Morning show at East Coast FM. He has the familiar voice of sports correspondent when we talk to him about Bray Wanderers, but pouring more in behind all that is a sporting hero. And he has done rather well internationally, and he's here to tell us about the sport he plays. You're very welcome, Pádraig. Thanks for coming in.
No problem, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. And don't be modest now. Just remind us of your achievements in the sport of boccia.
Okay, so I've competed in two Paralympics in Beijing and in London. And then I was world champion back in 2010, where I was world number one in the sport for a short period of time.
Enough to be recognised.
Just a little bit.
Well done. Okay, so what is boccia?
Boccia is like a game of indoor bowls, except the balls are slightly different. It's very simple. You're trying to get as many of your coloured balls closer to the jack ball, which is a white ball, than your opponent. And it's played by athletes with severe cerebral palsy or other neurological conditions within the Paralympic Games.
Okay, and what is your condition that made you qualified to be able to take part?
So I have cerebral palsy, so I'm affected in all four limbs, so it prohibits me from doing any other sport because my impairment is too severe to compete today in athletics or football.
Okay, so where did you discover this? I've never heard of it myself.
So I was born with cerebral palsy back 38 years ago, and I weighed a grand sum of 17 ounces at the time, and sure, look at me now, and like, for me, just maybe 18 ounces now, but
you needed a crane, but anyway,
it's never held me back, and like, for me, boccia certainly opened the world up in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so it's fun, yeah.
Absolutely, it's fun at all levels, and I suppose for me now, because I don't have enough to do, I'm actually the development manager for Boccia Ireland, and we're kind of in the process of resurrecting the sport after COVID as well. So that's obviously my key role now, is to resurrect it, and obviously we're having our open day this Saturday in IWA Sport in Clontarf. So for us, this is kind of our first toe back in the water since COVID decided the sport is back up and running and things are moving again. We hope to have two squads competing in the summer. They will be announced shortly, those squads. But certainly for our drive now, we're not just looking for people with disabilities. We're certainly looking for boccia for all. So we're opening it up now.
Brilliant.
Because boccia is really unique. Anybody can play it. It doesn't matter what your condition is, or even if you don't have an impairment. Certainly what we're trying to do with our league this year is we're trying to encourage family members to join the league system as well, when we launch that in a couple of months, so their brothers can play sisters, kids can play their parents, and that's certainly what we're trying to look to do now to grow the sport.
What aptitude do you think you should have?
I definitely think you need to be able to have fun in sport, but definitely I think in family, I always know this from my own family, families are always competitive, so I definitely think you need to be somewhat competitive as well. But other than that, as long as you can throw a ball, or if you can't and you need a ramp, we can organise that for you as well at the open day on Saturday. But certainly do come along. We're going to have face painting on the day as well. We're going to have a bubble machine, so we're trying to make it into like a family fun day. And for me at the moment, I obviously work full time as well. I'm quite kind of lucky my employer sponsored that time off for me. So I'm out of the office more now than I'm in the office, which is great, because it allows me to travel around the country. Like, I've been to Donegal, Tralee, Limerick, Cork, just getting the likes of Enable Ireland back up and running, playing the likes of IWA as well. And we got a special needs school in Donegal a month and a half ago who'd never seen boccia. So we now have schools in Donegal playing boccia.
Oh, that's brilliant. Do you need any equipment?
We generally bring the equipment with us, but then we also can supply balls to schools. So another part of my remit is I'm desperately trying to get schools get boccia in on a PE curriculum as well, because obviously there are students with additional requirements. So if we can get schools involved, certainly I'm more than happy to go to schools and run workshops as well, to try and get more and more people involved within the sport. So the equipment we would bring, and then we would help the schools source the equipment, because we know ourselves that schools don't have massive budgets.
All right. Okay. Very good. So that is where in Clontarf?
It's in the IWA Centre, in the Sports Centre in Clontarf. So,
where's that now?
It is on Blackheath Road. So it's about 10 minutes walk from Colestra Dart Station if you're using the Dart. But there is accessible parking there because it's the Irish Wheelchair Association headquarters. So it is fully accessible. And if anybody is coming along, if they can just send us an email, just let us know they're coming in advance. They can email us on boccia@paralympics.ie, and that comes through to myself. It just means we know what numbers we have right. coming on Saturday as well.
But as you made clear, it's not just for Paralympics. It's open to all.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's the whole thing about this. And obviously trying to get companies behind it as well. That's my next venture now, to try and get companies and things behind it as well. But certainly with boccia, it's not just for people with disabilities. We want everyone playing boccia across the country.
Okay, very good. Boccia Ireland will hold a Come Try Me Day on Saturday, May 21st, Irish Wheelchair Association, place there in Clontarf. And who's your employer?
I work for Sky Ireland full time.
And just to mention, because if they're sponsoring you to do all this great work promoting sport, you know.
Yeah, no, it was kind of a funny story how that came about. They kind of realised, when do you take holidays, Pádraig? And I was like, I don't. They asked me what I did. And the previous chairman, Kieran Delaney, actually went in and discussed this with them, and they've been so supportive of this project as well. So it's great, because I said I'm more out of the office than I am in the office, which is great. And I get to be on the ground with children particularly, which is one of my favourite things to do, is to go and teach and introduce the sport.
Very good. Pádraig Moran, well done. I won't ask you to comment on the alleged match fixing with FAI, which broke this morning. But how are things at Bray Wanderers? All good?
Yeah, they had a good draw last weekend in Treaty. They were twice behind and came back and probably should have won us. They had two chances cleared off the line as well. So, as I said, they're not a million miles away. The big game for Bray, Declan, is Friday week. They're home to Athlone or bottom of the first division. So really, that is a game where nothing less than a win will do.
Okay. Pádraig Moran, former world champion of boccia, they're encouraging you to play. So it's the Irish Wheelchair Association place, but you don't have to it's open to all, is the term.
Yes, so anybody can play boccia. It doesn't matter whether you have an impairment or not. It's boccia for all.
Okay, on Saturday. Thanks, Pádraig Moran. It's the morning show at East Coast FM.